I'll tell you, it's busy right now for athletic directors all across the area because, well, you get snow one day, then you get 75 degrees and sunshine the next. So it really redirects your schedules. And here to tell us more about Avon Athletics is the AD for the Eagles. We have Eric Frombach joining us now on our weekly Ask the AD segment. Eric, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you spending some of your time with us to tell us what's going on with the Eagles. Boy, you guys had a very successful winter. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit. We talked about the spring sports challenges with the rescheduling, and you have a couple of new sports that you have to reschedule for on occasion because you started up two lacrosse programs this year. Tell us all about that whole process of developing your boys and girls lacrosse programs.
Well, this year this is our first year having varsity girls and boys lacrosse. We also have JV boys and girls lacrosse as well. So it started a couple years ago with some great people in our community that started youth lacrosse, and they came to the high school and wanted to make sure that we were on board and that we would, you know, translate this into a high school sport. And it was actually a timely thing because the OHSA just made it official OHSA sport this year. So it's been real exciting. They told me that they would never cancel lacrosse games because you play on turf and the weather, but we actually canceled a lacrosse game today. So it does get canceled just like the rest of them. So, but it's been good. And, you know, honestly, we have over 100 girls and boys playing lacrosse, which is really positive. Those kids may not do other sports. So it's given kids another activity to participate in.
Boy, 100, that's a huge number. That's really awesome and obviously very, very encouraging for a new program. You guys have a lot of fundraising events coming up here in just a few weeks as well. I know a few things that you guys have mentioned on your Twitter page, the home run for the homeless 5K run and walk, as well as the Avon Football Mulch Fundraiser. What's this Avon Football Mulch Fundraiser all about?
Well, that fundraiser is Coach Kiesel, one of our coaches. He sponsors that every year, and it gives kids an opportunity to raise some money for camps, and people order mulch, and when it gets it delivered, and some of our players will come and mulch your yard, and they do a really good job. But this year, their focus for fundraising is kind of a unique situation. Our football team's going to Florida to play their first game of the year in Florida, in Orlando. So they've been doing a lot of fundraisers for, you know, to offset the cost for, you know, 100 football kids and, you know, 15 coaches to go down there the first week of August, or the first game for the 2017 season.
Eric, obviously, Avon, there's high priority, well, not high priority, but you guys have success, it seems, in every single sport you guys have. How are you guys able to find those coaches? Is it the community? What is it? Why are you guys able to find the success that you find in the SWC?
Well, we have an awesome community, and I'm not just saying that. It is the truth, and we have a ton of people in our community, parents that, you know, start these kids off at a young age, and you can't name a sport that we don't have a youth program for. So it really starts there, and the people that have poured tons of volunteer hours into facilities and education for coaches that help makes our programs really, really good. And I think that, you know, we have tremendous support from our school board and our superintendent, Mike Lobb, and our principal, Christina Buller. We hire not only great teachers, but we hire great teachers that coach. And we're fortunate that we're a growing district and we have a lot of teaching openings, and we value interscholastic athletics just like we value the classroom, and there's lessons to be learned in both and educational opportunities in both, and it's something that really it's a group effort from the community, the people that run our school district, that makes that happen.
Eric Frombach, Avon Athletic Director, is our guest here on our weekly Ask the AD segment here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I know not too long ago, as a matter of fact, I think it was last week, you guys had a night at the races to benefit the Avon Athletic Booster Club. And right now I know you guys are having a booster membership drive, correct?
Correct. Well, that's an ongoing event, the membership drive, just trying to get more people involved in, you know, any organization you have. A lot of times, especially in schools, you have a few people doing the work for that, you know, for a many, and we're looking for people to volunteer and help us out, because we do got a tremendous group of booster leaders, the Santoras and Jeannie Radcliffe and Kim Bargo and Scotty Goodrow, to name a few. I mean, that just do amazing things for our school district and our athletics. So we're always looking for people to join and, you know, get in there and help us out.
taking a look at some of your other spring sports. You know, we had talked a little bit about lacrosse at the start up there, and now you've got JV programs for the boys and girls, and the same can be said now for varsity. I know track and field, you guys have been pretty strong so far this year. Individually, though, who has stood out in your track and field programs?
Well, you know, and I will say this about our spring sports. We have record number of kids participating. It's amazing. You know, we probably have 100, close to 200 track athletes and more JV and varsity tennis players than we've ever had. And then the baseball and softball, their roster is as big as we've ever had, too. But as far as track and field, it's hard to say. They've only had one meet, and it was the Avon Lake Invitational. But, you know, we've got Sam Jarek, who's going to go play football at Northwestern. He made the state in the shot put last year. Him and Nick Renette look really good in the throws. And Claire Robertson's one of our track athletes. That's 3,200. She won the 3,200 at the Avon Lake Invitational. So those would be some of the people to watch. I'm probably leaving a bunch of people out, and I apologize. But actually, we were supposed to run at Chardon tomorrow, but they canceled that because they had about 5 inches of snow. So next week, we look forward to the county meet, the Lorain County Administrative Association meet, which is out at Amherst, where all the county schools compete, and that'll be a great event on Thursday.
Eric, yesterday the OHSAA released the new setup for the competitive balance divisions. I was just curious from your standpoint. I didn't see Avon moving anywhere, but how has it changed or affected your job in any way?
I don't think it changed my job anyway. We're in a, you know, I don't know if it's a good position or not. Probably not, because we weren't going to move. We were just going to gain good private schools that were going to come into our division. Mm-hmm. So that's not really good for us, to be honest with you, because, you know, quite honestly, they do have an advantage. And I know people would argue with me, but that is the truth. They have an advantage when you can pull from different counties, and we only pull from our town. But there's I want our kids to compete against the best, and that's what we'll have to do. And we'll get better, and we'll figure it out. But as far as Avon's concerned, basically what it did was put more private schools that have great tradition in our brackets.
We've talked a little bit about what's going on in the spring and a little bit what's looked forward to in the fall. But boy, you guys had a lot to celebrate in the winter. You had a number of outstanding team accomplishments and individual accomplishments as well. You know, Ben Brooks, boys swimming, he had a great year, 29 victories in hockey as well. You know, girls basketball made it all the way to the district championship. For those who maybe aren't as familiar, just kind of give us an idea as to how successful your department was as a whole in the winter season.
You know, I think, you know, we're really proud of all those things that, you know, our winter sports and even our fall sports, we had a good season too. But, you know, but I think, you know, one of the highlights really was the girls swim team winning the conference. You know, they've never, you know, probably 11 years ago when I got there, we barely had enough to fill a roster. But I think what I'm really more proud of is, you know, the way they behave on and off the field, and the charities and the things that they do, Toys for Tots, and giving back to the homeless. We have this Run for the Homeless coming up. I mean, things that our kids are doing are so much more than athletics, and I think our coaches get it. They, you know, our coaches are coaching life, and as a result of doing all the right things, you're going to have success. And so, you know, I think that, you know, we're blessed to have such good people working with our kids.
We're talking with Eric Frombach, Avon Athletic Director, on our weekly Ask the AD segment here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Wanted to touch on one other thing here. You guys are going to have a National Signing Day program on Wednesday, May 10th. And I wanted to bring that up because I really kind of think it is cool. And that sometimes can be what separates some high schools from some of the others, the fact that some were able to make a really big deal out of that. What do you guys plan to do on that National Signing Day on May 10th?
Well, it's probably when we do it the first Wednesday in February, that's a National Letter of Signing Day. And then the one on May is really not a national day, but it is for all the other kids that finally decide what colleges they're going to go to and if they're going to participate in college athletics. But it's really a celebration of a lot of things, a celebration of their family and their hard work and their journey through their athletic experience and, the relationships with their teammates. The impact that their coaches have. So we get everybody in the auditorium, and we probably get about 200 of their teammates in the auditorium with their parents, and the coaches speak briefly about each player and what they've meant to their program, and then they kind of sign, some sign really, some fake sign. But, you know, we try to celebrate that because, you know, it's a big deal. Not a lot of kids do go move on to do college athletics, to participate. And it's really hard, to be honest with you. It's a huge commitment. And, you know, a lot of more kids probably start out in college athletics and then end up quitting because it becomes too much. But our kids go out there and we want to celebrate them because they are making a huge commitment.
Well, it sounds like a lot of interesting things are on the horizon. Boy, hard to believe it. We only have about 6 weeks, maybe a little bit more than that left in the academic year. So certainly it's been a very successful one for the Avon Eagles. Eric, we appreciate the time very much. We appreciate you stopping by and giving us some of your time.
Hey, I appreciate it a lot, and have a great weekend and stay warm.
All right, thank you. You do the same. That's Eric Frombach, Avon Athletic Director, our guest here on the weekly Ask the AD segment here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.